朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
因他活着，哈利路亚。
Because he lives, hallelujah.
真是太美的信息。
What a wonderful news.
如果问你什么是基督徒的标志，我想大多数的人都会说是十字架。
And if someone asks you what's the symbol of Christianity, and everyone will tell you that would be the cross.
那十字架代表什么呢？
What does cross represent?
我们看到救护车上有十字架，我们说那是代表拯救。
We see the symbols on the ambulances. There is a cross. We said that's meaning the healing, salvation.
我们看到教堂的屋顶上有十字架，我们说那代表圣洁。
And we see the cross on top of the building or church. We see that's a holiness.
我们送情人一个项链，上面有十字架，我们说那代表爱情。
We give us our loved ones a cross that represent the love.
我们看到坟墓上刻着十字架，我们说那代表安息。
And we see the cross on the tombstone. We say that represents peace.
今天十字架代表着拯救、圣洁、爱情、平安。
And today's cross represents salvation, holiness, love, and peace.
但2000年前，十字架代表的是什么呢？
But what cross represented 2000 years ago?
十字架是罗马人发明的一种残酷的刑具。
And cross was the cruelest tool that Romans invented.
把人犯人用三根钉子钉在木头上。
And to nail the criminals on the cross using three nails.
犯人必须用手去拉着他自己的身体才能够把胸部挺起来呼吸。
And criminals has used the hands who nailed down on the cross in order to breathe.
那钉子钉过的手腕这个地方的神经特别的多，所以会非常的痛。
And the nails that nail in the wrist affects many nerves, therefore it's very painful.
每一次他要呼吸的时候，拉着他自己的身体就疼痛万分，一直到他没有力气再拉自己，无法呼吸的时候，他就死了。
And every time you try to take a breath, and hurts the painful until he cannot suffer, stand anymore and dies.
一个犯人在十字架上不会马上就死的，通常要经过两三天或更久。
And the one that hangs on the cross normally won't die immediately, normally lasts about a couple of days.
所以讲到十字架，人人都会惧怕。
So when you mention cross, everybody was fearful.
当提多将军攻破耶路撒冷的时候，他把几千个人钉在十字架上，充满了整个锡安山。
And when the general Titus conquered Jerusalem, he hung about several thousand people on the cross.
十字架在那个时候是代表着刑罚、污秽、仇恨和罪恶。
And that time, cross really meant punishment, dirtiness, hatred, and sins.
是什么东西使十字架的意义改变了呢？
So what made the meaning of the cross changed?
在历史上有许多的刑具。
And in the throughout the history, there are many type of torturous things.
这一些刑具，他们的意义都没有改变呢。
And none of those torture tools have changed the meanings.
你有没有看到一辆车子上画的是一把大刀？
Have you ever seen an ambulance carry a symbol of knife?
你有没有看到别人送给女朋友项链上面挂的是一个断头台？
And then have you seen a pendant you sent to your loved one as a kiloton?
你有没有看到哪一个房子的屋顶上挂的是一个吊绳？
And then have you seen anybody seen the ropes hanging on top of your roof?
那为什么只有十字架的意义改变了呢？
So why did the cross, the meaning has changed?
只有一个答案，那就是在历史中一定有什么事件发生了与十字架有关，使它的意义完全改变了。
So there must be some event that has changed in history relating to this cross.
那个答案就是耶稣基督曾经被钉死在十字架上。
So the answer to that question is that Jesus has been hung on the cross.
但是有许多的人都被钉在十字架上。
However, many people have hung on the cross.
为什么没有办法改变十字架的意义呢？
Why did they change the meaning of the cross?
因为耶稣他被挂在十字架上死了，第三天他却从死里复活了。
Yet Jesus was hung on a cross and died, but 3 days later he rose.
世界上有几个复活节？
So how many Easters are there on our calendars?
只有一个，为何？
Only one. Why?
因为只有耶稣从死里复活过。
And only him rose from death.
证明他不一样，他是神来到人间，胜过了人间最可怕的力量，就是死亡。
Because he was a God, he sent to the earth and died on the cross and conquered the death.
这样我们信他才真正有用。
That's why we believe, and then this is meaningful to us.
那耶稣为什么要被钉死在十字架上吗？
Why does he have to die on the cross?
在圣经里面，彼得前书二章二节这样的说。
First Peter chapter 2, verses 24 says,
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。原来是基督耶稣钉十字架，担负了我们的罪。
The reason he died on the cross is to took our place for our sins.
人人都有罪，我们没有办法担负别人的罪。
And everybody sins, and then we cannot bear other people's sins.
有的人说，我是大丈夫，自己做错自己承担，我不要耶稣。
And someone says, I myself am powerful, I can bear my own punishments.
那最多不过一死而已。
The worst is I die.
啊，头断了也不过是碗大的一个疤。
And then if my head is chopped off, then that's only a big wound in there.
但你没想过，就是一死了之，也是逃避罪嫌。
But knowing that to go die is actually run away from your punishment.
只有耶稣基督他是无罪的来代替我们。
However, Jesus was a blameless, but he died for us.
耶稣钉十字架至少有五个意义。
And then there are at least five meanings of Jesus' death on the cross.
第一，罪使我们与神隔绝了。
First, sin separates us from God.
所以我们生下来就不认识神，因为我们有罪的本性在我们里面。
Because we have inherited this nature of sins and we don't know God when we were born.
第二，人凭着自己是没有办法靠着行善得救的。
And men cannot save themselves by doing good deeds.
如果可以的话，将功折罪，那我年轻时候我就去偷去抢去骗，弄到了很多钱，到了老年干不了了，然后就把钱分给别人了。
Yeah, if that's the case, I could start robbing, stealing at the early ages when I become rich, and I can start paying off debts with my money.
那如果上帝容许将功折罪，这样的神就是恶神。
And if God permits such, that's an evil God.
第三，神的爱使耶稣来替人担负罪孽。
Because God's love drove Jesus to die for us, for our sins.
那我们都是不够上帝的标准，没有办法替自己替别人赎罪。
We cannot reach to that standard to redeem ourselves.
是耶稣他自己愿意，他的爱到一个为仇敌舍身的地步。
And because his love, he can sacrifice his own life for others.
在人世间，我们认为最伟大的爱就是能够为仇敌舍命。
And the greatest love we consider here is to die for your enemy.
这就是为什么耶稣在十字架上他说他向神祷告。
And that's why Jesus prayed to God while hung on the cross.
他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He said, forgive them, Father, because they don't know what they're doing.
如果不是耶稣为那些定死他的人赦罪来求神的赦免的话，那一天你知道有地震，那一天你知道神的愤怒就会把这些人立刻都处死。
You know, because there was an earthquake and the wrath of God. But if not Jesus pray for it, all those people who hung them, there will be big wrath on earth.
第四件事情是耶稣的钉十字架可以满足神公义的要求。
So the fact of being nailing on the cross satisfy the requirement of righteousness of God.
神不但是慈爱的，他也是公义的。罪一定要付出罪的代价。
And God is not only love, but also righteous. You have to pay the price for it.
我们付不出来，所以神让他的独生子来到人世间，为我们付了这罪的代价。
We cannot pay that price. Therefore, God has to send his son on this earth to pay for us.
这是神公义的要求。
And that's the requirement of righteousness of God.
最后，接受耶稣基督的人就可以得到神的赦免。
Lastly, by accepting Jesus, we can be saved.
我们听到许许多多的人，包括我自己在内，我们都是接受了耶稣基督，而体会到神跟我之间的关系。
And many people, including me, is by accepting I realize the great salvation plan for our God.
因为上帝是乐意把他的喜乐跟平安赐给人，但有个条件，就是你先要与他和好。
But God is willing to give us the love and joy, but the first condition is to be reconciled with him first.
但为什么一定要信耶稣，不能够信其他的人呢？
Why do we have to only solely believe in Jesus and not others?
因为其他的人都会死，都不可能来救其他的人。
But others will die. They cannot save others.
只有耶稣他从死里面复活了。
Only him that rose from death.
他从死里面复活，这是什么意思呢？
So what's the meaning has risen from death?
他是神，他当然可以从死里面复活。
He's a God. He can do anything. He can rise from.
他为什么不就说一句话说，所有的人，你们的罪都赦免了，就结束了？
Why can't he just say it? He says, "I forgive all your sins."
原来神是万能的，什么都能。
And all God is omnipotent, can do everything.
但有一件事情他不能。
But one thing he cannot do.
什么事？
What is this?
他不能背乎他自己。
He cannot contradict himself.
他必须要全然的公义。
And he has to be all righteous.
所以基督的死是神公义的要求。
And this is the requirement.
我小的时候很顽皮，大概你们也看得出来。
Pastor used to be a very mischievous son while young.
经常使母亲弄得非常生气。
And always made his mother very mad.
有一次我又做了错事，我母亲气得不得了，就气哭了。
And once made her mother cry.
她拉着板子要打我，其实我也不怕。
And she grabbed a thing to spank him, but he was not fearful.
结果她就拉着板子开始打她自己。
But she started striking herself.
哎呀，我看见了，我就吓了，我就哭了。
And I was shocked and cried.
从此收敛不少。
And then I...
你们孩子不听管教，要打自己哦。
So when your child does not obey, you beat yourself.
让耶稣基督，神让耶稣基督来担负我们的罪，就是惩罚他自己。
And when we ask Jesus to come bear our sins, is to punish himself.
在希伯来书第二章十四到十五节这样说：儿女既同有血肉之体。他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。这段经文里面告诉我们，耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世上是要代替我们。
Hebrews chapter 2:14-15 tells usSon of God came here on earth and to turn become a flesh to replace us.
有没有人他还没有出生到这个世界，但是他的故事都已经被人写成书了？有没有
？Has anyone that hasn't been born but his life story already been written?
不可能的，因为这个人还没有来，怎么可能知道他要发生要做的事呢？
That's impossible because he's not born. How can you write a story about him?
因为我们都是活在现在，我们不可能活在将来。Back to the future, that's fiction.
And we live in this world. We cannot go in the future and or back in the future.
但是耶稣他是神，他创造了时间跟空间，所以他活在时间之外，空间之外。
But God's God, the transcend the time and space.
但是他为着人的缘故，他愿意来到人世间，从一个婴孩开始。
Because of first of humans humanity, he has to turn become flesh to come on this earth.
刚才我们唱的那一首圣诗，讲到一个婴孩的出生，前面所有的希望都是因为耶稣基督曾经为婴孩。
And we just sung the hymn, and we said the.Everything has to be common as a baby.
他经受了人世间一切的苦难。
He has to suffer all the things that humanity go through.
你看一个婴孩，如果父母不小心把他从肩膀从抱拥抱中掉下来的话，他都会摔断腿脚，他可能会死啊。
And then imagine a baby dropped from the bosom of the mother, it may be get hurt or die.
但他从婴孩开始一直伏在人父母的手下，这样慢慢的长大。
Yeah, but however, the baby grows under the care of the parents.
耶稣一生所做的事情，在差不多500到1000年以前就已经记载在旧约圣经里了。
What Jesus did, how he did was recorded 500 to 1,000 years before him.
有人统计过说，有关于圣经耶稣的预言，至少有600多条是应验了。
And many accounted over 600 prophecies on Jesus have been fulfilled.
他来到这个世界，就是向着各个他，就是要。为世人的罪而死。
And his birth was aimed toward Golgotha to die for people.
但是他的死不是失败，不是结束，乃是成功的开始。
So So his death was not a failure, but represent the beginning.
因为他第三天从死里复活了。
Because he rose 3 days later.
基督的复活也是说明了魔鬼的失败。
And his resurrection means the failure of Satan.
因为魔鬼最厉害的武器就是死亡。
Because death is the most powerful, the weapon of Satan.
当魔鬼用死来威胁人的时候，人就不得不过一个犯罪的生活。
When Satan threatens people with death, then people will follow him.
好像有人欠了这个黑道的头子赌债。那他就不断的受威胁，如果你不照着我的话去做，我就要派人把你打死。
Just like if you you're subject to the underground mafia and then threaten you, you will obey their threat.
但是耶稣基督他为我的罪而死了，所以我不再欠魔鬼任何的罪债。
But Jesus died for us. We don't owe anything anymore to Satan.
他不再能够逼着我去犯罪。
He cannot force or threaten me anymore.
有姐弟两个人到乡下祖母家去度假。
A sister and brother went to the country to visit the grandparents.
祖母要他们帮忙做一些家事。
And grandmas have them to do some chores.
弟弟很顽皮，他有一天在玩这个弹弓的时候去打鸟。
And the boys was playing with the
swing.
Swing.
然后不小心就把祖母的老母鸡给打死了。
And then instead of killing a bird, and killed the chicken.
哎，他吓得不得了，赶快把那个老母鸡藏在树洞里。
So the boy hit the dead chicken on the in the hole.
啊，不料被姐姐看见了。
But his sister saw it.
所以他的姐姐就威胁他说：“你干了什么事啊？你要来做我的家事，如果不替我做，我要去告诉祖母。
”So the sister told him that.Now I saw it, so I won't tell grandma unless you do my chore.
啊，弟弟不得已就是替姐姐去做那些家事。
And the boy has to do whatever his sister said to do.
他做得烦了，他不想做了，姐姐就呱呱呱呱。哦，弟弟就乖乖去做。
So, but he was not willing to, and but if he didn't want to do that, then his sister will fake the chicken.
最后，弟弟良心受不了了。他就去跟祖母讲。
And lastly, he couldn't stand anymore. He went to confess to his grandma.
奶奶，对不起啊，我玩弹弓不小心把你的老母鸡打死了。
He said, "Sorry, Grandma, I accidentally killed your chicken."
祖母说：“好，你既然肯承认的话，那我就原谅你。”
And Grandma told him that, "Oh, since you confessed, I forgive you."
啊，弟弟很高兴就走了。
And then he went away.
哦，遇到姐姐，姐姐说：“怎么样？你替我扫地啊？”弟弟说：“我不扫。”
And then when he went out, then he saw his sister, and his sister says, "Go do my sweeping the floor."
他姐姐怎么样？
He said, "No."
呱呱呱呱，没用啊，没用。
Sisters threatened him again, but there was no use anymore.
弟弟说：“因为我已经被赦免。”
And boy says.Because I'm forgiven.
同样的，我们可以对魔鬼说：“我不再怕死亡，因为我的主已经复活了，他担当赦免了我的罪。”
Likewise, we can face Satan and say, "We don't have to hear you, because our Lord already died for us."
第四，基督钉十字架，从死里复活，说明了将来我们也会跟他一同复活。
And lastly, we said the risen of dead of Jesus, that means we also will resurrect.
因为死亡对基督徒而言不是终结，乃是进入天堂另一个阶段的开始。
Because the death is not the end, but it's the beginning. We go to the heaven.
所以我们不必惧怕死亡。
Therefore, we don't have to be fearful of death.
前天我们接到，我们当中有人接到了 Dr. King 的消息。
And 2 days ago, we heard the news about Pastor Kim.
Dr. King 或者 Pastor King, 他是在城中心 over the Rhine 的做一些平民宣道的工作。
And Pastor King or Dr. King was having a ministry in the over the Rhine, helping the poor.
他在一个多月前跟师母一起到希腊的雅典去。
And a month ago, he and his wife and Grace went to Athens, Greece.
特别是在那一些难民营，多半从伊朗逃出来的这些难民营当中做宣道的工作。
And carry on a ministry for the refugees over there.
几天以前突然脑溢血。
And a few days earlier,He had a hemorrhage in the brain.
非常的严重。医生因为他先有心脏病，吃的是稀释血的药，他就不敢给他开刀。
But because he had a heart attack before, he was on medication of the blood thinner. The surgeon was fearful to operate on him.
几天之后，等到他的孩子们都赶到了，他就过世了。
And then a few days later, when all his Two sons arrived and he passed.
但你们都从 Grace 师母寄来的信短信里面看见有没有忧伤？有没有？没有一点。
And when you see the notes that Grace wrote, we can tell that there is not too much sadness.
有没有埋怨？有没有埋怨？没有一点。
Was there any complaint from her?
反而是一种期盼，一种信心的期盼。
But there was a hope, an expectation, a hope.
因为她知道有一天，她要跟她的丈夫，还有许许多多众圣徒一起相聚在天家。
Because she believes that later on she will meet her husband and many others again.
在那个时候。我们就有一个复活的身体，再也没有死亡跟痛苦。
And then we will have a risen body. There's no more pain.
这个就是耶稣基督借着死打败掌死权魔鬼的意义。
And that's the meaning of Christ won the battle against the death.
他从死里面复活，带给了我们永生的盼望。
He conquered the death and gave us the hope.For the future.
叫我们能够走出死亡的阴影来。
And so we can walk out the shadow of death.
耶稣基督的确从死里复活了。
And indeed, he has risen.
那这个是不是我们信耶稣就是等着去天堂这样的意义呢？
Does this mean that we only sit here and wait to go to heaven?
不是，神要我们不一信耶稣就去天堂。
And God wants us not only once we accept it, we go to heaven.
我们当中有多少人希望我一信耶稣就去天堂的？请举手看看，有没有？怎么没有呢？啊，你们啊，有一位啊，还有没有？有没有人跟恩赫一样，一信耶稣就想去天堂的？有没有？怎么没有呢
？How many are willing to go to heaven immediately after you accept it?
啊，你们信的是真的还是假的？不是天堂很好，你一信你就应该去啊！啊
，Isn't that heaven a wonderful place? Once we accept, we should go there right away.
上帝不这样子的要求，他要我们留在这个世界。
But God does not require us such, but want us to remain here.
因为做神儿女的意义不是到天堂去唱圣诗，而是在地上要为耶稣而活。
And the purpose of the children of God is not just go to heaven and sing hymns, but to live for Christ here.
我们今天在地上可以过一个在天上一样的生活。
And because we can live life.Here as in heaven.
如果我们愿意被耶稣基督所改变，
If we want to be transformed by Christ,
主耶稣到世上为我们的罪而死，第三天复活，就是叫我们继续的留在世上，跟他一样为他而活。
And we want to continue, remain here to live like him on earth.
在加拉太书第二章第二十节这样的说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”现在哦，我想我们一同来念好不好？二章二十节，请。
I'll read Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。神怎么样改变我们？
How God transform us.
他不是把我们送到劳改营去做思想的改造。
And he doesn't send us to the concentration camp to be trained.
神根本不要也不想改变我们这个旧的人。
And God does not want to change our old self.
我们这个旧的人经年累月所变成的思想观念习性是改不掉的。
And all the things that we already form cannot be changed.
他乃要给我们耶稣基督新的生命。
Yet he want to give us a new life of Christ.
用圣经的话说，就是他要让我们与耶稣基督联合。
And in the jargon of Christianity is that we be united with Christ.
与基督联合是什么意思？至少有五点。
And how do you unite with Christ? There are 5 points at least.
第一，神给我们的是一个新的生命。
And God's give us a new life.
这个新的生命就是像耶稣那样的生命。
And the life that we likewise as a Jesus life.
如果你要认识这个生命的本质，你必须去读圣经。
And to know deeply, you have to study Bible.
你看耶稣怎么样活着，你也可以那样活着。
How he lived, we can learn how to live likewise.
第二，我们这个旧的人也要与耶稣一同死去。
And the old self has to die like Jesus died.
换句话说，你把你自己放在基督的里面，基督耶稣死了，你那个旧的人就与他一同死了。
And you put yourself in Christ, so your old self died with Christ.
你那个爱发脾气，你那个追求世界虚浮的荣耀，会和耶稣一同被钉死在十字架上。
And you get angry, and then you seek all the material things on the earth, and will die with him.
所以当你在发脾气的时候，当你在跟你的配偶吵架的时候，你只要向主祷告，进入到基督耶稣里。
So when you quarrel with your partners and then becomes angry, you just pray that be like Jesus.
不是，你进入到耶稣基督里，你赶紧说主啊，我进到你的里面。
And then you said, Lord, I enter into you.
我敢保证你，你绝对跟你的配偶吵不下去。
And then guarantee you, you won't continue quarreling.
我们当中有没有这样有经验这样子的人？举手看看有没有。
How many you have experience?
不敢举手呢？你们都没有吗？我有啊，你们没有吗？我不相信你们的婚姻都那么美满。
I don't think that you have a perfect marriage, never a quarrel.
当我们进入磐石里面，磐石的印下，耶稣基督是磐石，进入磐石中，我们就得到坚固的保障。
And when we get into the rock of Christ, we get protected by the rock.
在那个时刻
at that moment,
你的老我是与基督一同死了。
And your old self has died with Christ.
第三，基督复活，我们的新人也与他一同复活。
So when Jesus risen and alive again, our new self becomes alive.
有人说叫我爱仇敌，我对不起，我做不到。
And people tell me to love my enemy. Sorry, I cannot do it.
但我们看到有好多宣教士，他们是冒着被杀的危险到这一些原住民当中去宣道。
But if you see all the missionaries, they're not fearful of the threat of death to by the natives, they go into the jungles.
而他们不是超人，他们是平常的人，但不同的是，他们比较多一点藏在耶稣基督里。
They are not super, person, superman, but they are just normal people. But however, they are more often be in the Jesus.
当我们与基督联合的时候，我们就能够做许许多多我们做不到的事。
When one reunited with Christ, one can do several things that we cannot normally do.
第四，我们能够恢复神荣耀的形象。
And first, we can restore the glorious imagery of God.
当人被造的时候，是按着耶稣基督的形象受造的。
And when man was created, was creating the image of Christ.
原本有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And as original, has the truth and the righteousness.
但是人一开始犯罪，就渐渐失去了这一份荣耀的形象。
However, men start to sin and lose this imagery.
所以人才会彼此相争，看起来是面目可憎啊。
And then that's why people start fighting against each other in this very hideous image.
同样的，与基督的联合就是回到他慈爱跟美丽的那一个形象中。
So when you're united with Christ, your image becomes a beautiful one.
最后，圣灵会帮助我们改变我们，像耶稣基督一样。
And lastly, the Holy Spirit will help us transform like a Christ.
基督徒，我们在世上生活最高的目标是什么？
So what is our ultimate purpose in life?
不是要去让很多人信耶稣传福音。
It's not just saying to make everybody becomes a believer.
也不是在教会里面拼命的做侍奉的工作，从小组长，然后升执事，然后升长老，然后升传牧师。不是，不是，不是。
It's not only also serving hard in the church and rising from the ranks.
基督徒，我们在世上生活最高的目标就是要变成像耶稣基督一样。
Ultimate purpose is to be transforming like more like Jesus.
这个世代的人越来越离弃神，离开基督的道理。为什么？就是因为基督徒越来越不像耶稣基督。
And the world has changed away from God. The reason is the Christians.Not like Christ.
人把耶稣基督的形象扭曲了，变成不男不女的样子。
And then people distort the image of Christ to be not different genders.
然后就说是要像那样子的一个懦弱的形象来表达是一个基督徒。
And that's distorted image.It becomes a symbol of Christ.
其实基督徒是非常勇敢的，像耶稣一样，能够进入这个世界，面对魔鬼撒旦的挑战，而能够胜过仇敌。
However, a true Christian is a very courageous, can go into this world and challenge the devil.
不是打胜战，而是用爱、用牺牲、用把自己的命赔上来。挽回人的灵魂。
It's not to go to win the battle, but it's to use the love and then the sacrifice to win the people back to Christ.
所以十字架有两面的意义。
And so here it has a double meaning of the cross.
向着神的那一面是耶稣基督为我的罪而死，满足了神公义的要求。
The side facing the God is the one that.Crucified with Christ and satisfying God's requirements.
所以我被神看为是一个义人，得以被收纳成为神的儿女。
I'm looked at righteous because Jesus to become a child of God.
但除了向着神的那一面，还有向着人的那一面。
And then there's another side is facing the humans.
就是我与基督联合，一同被钉死在十字架上。
That's me now united with Christ, nail on the cross.
所以我这个旧的人，爱犯罪的人，就与基督一同死了。
So my old self, willing and also doing the bad things, now are dead.
那我这一个新的人才能够把神荣耀的形象活出来。
So my new life can now reveal the glorious facets of God.
请记住，十字架是有两面的意义。
So remember, there's a double side of the meaning of the cross.
不单是客观的耶稣为我的罪而死。
Not only one that the objective side that Jesus died for us.
还有主观的我为耶稣而活。
And then the objective one is to I live for Christ.
我学得一个更好基督徒的标志，不光是十字架。
And I personally feel that the better symbol for Christianity is not only cross.
而是十字架加上一个空的坟墓
，and then the cross with an empty tomb，
那代表着耶稣已经复活了
，and that represent also the God is life。
你们有没有看过这个标志
？Have you ever seen this symbol？
有没有人看过？不可能，我才昨天晚上想出来的。
You cannot imagine this one because I just wrote this last night.
但没有专利，你可以用啊。
It's not copyrighted, so you can use.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的爱是没有后悔的。
Lord, we thank you. Your love is not
regret.
Without regret.
天父，在我们不能的时候，你为我们预备了救恩。
When we couldn't do it, you have prepared the salvation.
耶稣基督来到世上，为我的罪钉死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ came as a flesh and died, nailed on the cross for us.
第三天从死里复活，使我得到新的生命。
He rose 3 days later, so we can get a new life.
因此我愿意让旧人与基督一同被钉死在十字架上。
That's we can, I'm willing to let my old self to die kneel on the cross.
好叫我的新人能够与复活的基督一同活着。
So my new self can be united with God and live again.
愿意主你的圣灵继续的帮助我们。
And may Holy Spirit continues helping us.
让十字架这一个道理不是一个死的教训，而是天天能够发生在我们的生活中。
Therefore, the symbol, the meaning of a cross is not to die, but it's to live every day.
我们这样的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。